But he wants you to know that this life in you, this love of God that's shed abroad in your heart, this word, it will rise and you'll dominate in life. All the stuff that come to rob you of the blessing, the good things of life, the blessing God has provided. I'm talking about in every area. This will call you to dominate, rule, master. Oh yeah, you'll be challenged. Look how Paul was done. Look what they did. They did horrible things to this man, but did they stop him? They thought they had killed him one time. They stoned him, left him for dead. What happened? He got up. You can't kill me. They took John and boiled him in oil, history said, and they couldn't kill him. You know what killed people now? You know what killing people now? Fear. And God didn't give you that. So you shouldn't be taking it to your house. You shouldn't let it in your life. You should guard your heart against it. It'll show up. Fear, doubt, unbelief, and all this stuff. Pressure come with it. But you stand your ground. I'm blood-bought. Blood-washed. And you need to hear yourself say it. Till you build that up inside of you. And you can't build it up watching Matlock all the time. Matlock ain't going to put it in you. No. But HG will. Hallelujah. Let's go back to John because it's closing. I told you. You see, y'all did it. I plan on being closed already. I have to blame somebody. 17:20-25. Let's go back to the, what was I reading? King James? That's what I was reading, guys. I think so. Let's do 24, 5, and 6. See, can we close this? We got a couple of minutes. Let's do 24. Father, I ask that you allow everyone that you have given me to be with me. You do what? Allow everyone that you've given me to be with me where I am. Then they will see my full glory, the very splendor you place upon me, because you have loved me even before the beginning of time. Now, that's another translation. We'll read it though. That's what we were in at first with. You are my righteous Father. But the unbelieving world had never known you in the perfect way that I know you. And all those who believe in me also know that you have sent me. See, there's no question in my mind or spirit that God didn't send Jesus. I know he did. I ain't never looked, with my physical eyes, I never looked upon Jesus. All I saw was pictures. But you couldn't beat it out of me. I know he sent it. Why? Because there's a strong witness, stronger than any picture I've seen, stronger than any movie they made about it. On the inside of me, I know he sent it. I know he did. And I know he got up. And I know he's sitting at the right hand of God. Have you ever sit there, Jimmy? I'm sitting there right now. But for my physical eyes, seeing him sit there, never seen it, but I know it. Listen to this. And that's why this is why he wants you to get a revelation of how much he loves you. Because there's nothing he hasn't done for you. I'm going to make that same statement again because you didn't quite catch it. There's nothing he hasn't done for you. There's nothing he hasn't done for you. He's waiting on you to get a revelation so you can pick it up, receive it, know how to take hold of it, how to get it into your life, walk in the light of it, be doers of it every day of your life. Don't think like church folk think. You got to think spiritual. I walk this way every day. God is inside of me. I don't have to go to a building to be the church.
All right.
I'm the church wherever I go. Okay. Here's the church here. There's the church here. Not this building. This is made out of woods that we bought from like we made out when we were kids growing up, we were out in the wood and cutting little trees and logs and things, made barns and things. They just dressed this up. But the Holy Spirit dwells in this temple. The Holy Spirit dwells in that temple. He's right there now. He's the ever-present help to talk to you all through the day and night, to lead, guide, and direct you into all the way of life. And you should be aware of his presence. And there ought to be some thanksgiving as you go through the day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. He didn't leave you orphans. He didn't leave you isolated. He didn't leave you to yourself. He moved in, made it home inside of you. To be right there to watch you, to teach you. But he gave you a free will. He'll force nothing on you. But he'll give you everything if you receive it. And even tell you how to receive. But will you take the time and all the joy, all the joy and the peace that come with knowing and walking with God. What did that song we sing? Struggle is over. It's really over. I said, really old.